brought his girlfriend in here, and now she's pregnant with two kids. I don't know nothing.
Hello, testing. Testing. Ustream producer. Skype. And we'll log in church. Deborah. Gmail. Yeah. We'll do that speed. 450 kilobytes. Hopefully Comcast will hold up. We're live on Ustream. There we go there. And let's see here. Vagina. Cunt. Cunt. Is it recording? Yes. Hello? No. Let's see that. No.
Finally, they reached, according to certain maps, which were so unreadable.
If you pull up, then you know we'll clap your hand. If you pull up, then you know we'll clap your hand. If you pull up, then you know it, then your ass can surely show it. If you laugh, and you know it, clap your hand. If you laugh, and you know it, quit your time. If you laugh, and you know it, quit your time. If you laugh, and you know it, your rectum will surely show it. If you laugh, and you know it, quit your time. If you laugh, and you know it, staple your lips. If you laugh, and you know it, staple your lips. Oh, if you laugh, and you know it, your cum will surely show it. If you laugh, then you know it's stable, your layups.
Cheryl?
You're no longer available because you've been identified as abusive or spying.
Is that what it says?
I don't know. Someone just touched into the screen chalk or something.
My zit is horrible,
so you're
Cheryl.
Dead. Go okay. Home. You're in water.
Can you post in GC that we have an emergency grum happening new?
Is that happening live?
It is. But I don't know how long. It's not going to last long, though, vagina.
Okay.
Vagina. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's an emergency. So, Cheryl, I wasn't even going to grum. I mean, this isn't a grum. I wasn't going to grum. I had a death in the family, as you know, with the cancer, not having any of this. And, you know, I use Facebook to communicate with people. But Facebook shut me down because they decided that I was fake. You know, this has happened before. But the thing is now, okay, so do I have to tell what happened? Because it's all horrible.
Is it because you posted a picture of a prolapsed football player and then you posted everything public on your Facebook, very offensive things?
What? Yeah. Wait a second. What are you talking about?
You posted a prolapsed football player.
Publicly?
No, I'm just saying you posted a prolapse.
What did I post publicly? Yeah, I posted it in a secret group.
It ain't nothing secret.
But he was wearing panties. Cheryl, the prolapsed football player was wearing panties.
Okay.
He was wearing panties. Anyway, it wasn't that. God, this zit is horrible. Cheryl, right. I've been to Florida twice in a week. And I have to go to Florida again the week after next. 2 weeks from now. For a fucking... Well, you know why. I don't want to say fucking.
What?
Hmm?
I don't understand.
Well, I had a death in the family, which occurred in Florida, but the cemetery is here in Chicago, and we had a burial on Friday here in Chicago, and then in 2 weeks there's a memorial in Florida. And of course, and I was in Florida because there was a lot of business, you know, illness going on that I'd rather not get into too much detail about because it's somewhat private.
Sounds horrible.
You think?
Well, So it's good timing then for your Facebook to be censored. Yeah,
and I was raising money for the cancer, for the one of these cancer. I made them.
Oh, they don't care.
No, they don't give a shit.
Madge, but my question for you.
Yeah.
I know you're a busy woman.
You want to blame me?
Also,
what?
And there's all of these. So, I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. It's horrible. Facebook's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
However, there's a list of all of these different.
Yeah, okay. But the problem is,
did you even try? Did you look at what you're supposed to,
yeah,
to do for this bullshit? I'm just asking. Don't get mad at me.
Yes, but Cheryl, the problem is, to get back on, I can only have a document from group one, not group two.
Who says?
The fucking screen says. I'll show
Why?
You. I don't fucking know, because Facebook is the worst. It says, okay, so if I try to log in, it says confirm your identity. To upload a photo or scan, blah, blah, blah. And then it says check mark. I've attached an ID from group one in the help center. Please confirm.
What if you don't have something from
it
group
doesn't
one?
It doesn't give you that option. It doesn't allow me to ask that question. I don't fucking know.
In this help article, it says, if you don't have anything from group one, you can send us two different items from group two.
How? But it's not there. How do you do that? Because it's not an option. And also, you're asking me to commit a felony to get back on Facebook.
I'm not asking you to commit a felony, you dumb, stupid cunt. Group two includes mail. You can have something that you got in the mail addressed to you, Madge Weinstein.
I'm going to share my screen because I don't understand how dumb you are.
Okay.
No, I'm not going to share my screen. I'm just going to do a screen share. How's that grab you?
You're so fucking stupid, man.
I wanted to explain what it was. No, what it got me banned was, first I had posted that picture of, but keep in mind, like, these are all on secret groups. And I knew that they were doing,
hey,
like,
Madge, but come on, get with the program, obviously.
See, no, but what's the point of having a golden circle if you can't post a prolapse? Or you can't post something ridiculous? Seriously, what is the point?
Well, Madge,
if we're censored, what's the point?
Madge.
What?
That's a separate problem for you.
Okay? Except it's tied into this, what got me banned. So I don't know that it's a... What, go ahead and explain what you mean, because I don't know what you mean.
Got you banned.
What do you mean it's a separate problem? Because I need to get on Facebook in order to collect my information. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. How do I send you this goddamn shit?
I don't fucking know. You're the one that went to boot camp.
Yeah, they don't teach you how to send things in Skype at boot camp. Okay, so I'm sending you this. So you can look at that. There, I sent it.
Sorry.
See that?
To upload a photo. Okay, did you click on what IDs does Facebook accept?
And it shows group one or a group
like
two.
Helping an old
person. No. But it doesn't. It shows that same thing you sent me, where it shows group one and group two. But on this interface, only group one items are allowed. It tells you very clearly. ID, it has to be an ID. And it says, check, I've attached an ID from group one in the help center. Please confirm that you've uploaded an ID from group one.
I don't know how you don't have an ID,
Madge. Are you going to get me one or not?
Why don't you ask? Okay, first of all,
let me log into the
you've
chat.
You've got all kinds of, Jesus Christ.
Okay, can I send you the picture that got me banned?
Yeah.
So first of all, I didn't get banned because of the picture. Let me just explain this. So okay. when I got back from yoga, I had to stretch my lips out in yoga because it's Memorial or Labor Day. And what Facebook does on Labor Day is all the substitute Facebook censors get to work and they're like, now we can ban. It's Labor Day. Woo, it's ban time. Ban time. All the like horrible people that want to ban everyone, they like show up and replace all the normal. Anyway, what were we talking about, honey? Honey?
Yeah.
Honey?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello? Oh, we're back on hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. Hodar. My vagina smells. My cunt is ugly. Fear of cancer constantly.
Narwhal.
Okay. Narwhal. What?
Normal.
Oh, that.
Marriage certificate. You got one of those.
God, you're right. You know, this is, it's fucking ridiculous. I remember when I was in Florida.
You got a snap card.
I remember when I was in
ain't that true? Yeah.
When I went to VloggerCon in 2005, I remember commenting. I said, "You know, the problem with all this shit is that it's going to make the tech people the censors, and that's what we have, the art police." Anyway, here,
okay, yeah.
This is the what got me banned. But see, this no, this is this. So yeah. That what is it? Explain.
I mean,
it.
Man,
what?
And why would you even post this? Because clearly...
Because it's marvelous. What do you mean? Why? Hold on, hold on. Let's okay, let's wait. Deconstruct this. It's, why? Wait, okay. I want to answer your question. I want to answer...
I love big black cocks spewing cum inside for me. It's got a very white bottom with a very black hairy deek going inside of it. It's being held. It looks like a Agatha asshole. And we remove this content because it doesn't follow the Facebook community standards.
Now, would you like to know? Okay, can you go on the chat room? Can you go in the chat room as an aside? Because I'm not on there yet. I want to be.
Yeah,
I want to know if anybody's offering to make me a forgery.
Forgery? Why would you say that yet?
Because I need an ID from Group One, you dumb cunt.
Man.
See, there's two ways I can go about this. I can try to submit fake documents, or I can go and write an article for Boing Boing and try to go through the public relations method, which is what I've done before, which has worked. Like, last time this happened, when I got banned for being a lesbian, okay. I made a big stink about it with ZDNet and some writer, you know, because it was happening to other people. And yeah. I got back, so I don't know that I want to submit a fake document, because then...
I wasn't telling you to. I
yeah, you fucking were.
No, I
you fucking were. Oh, you
I
fucking were.
Do that. No.
What were you saying then?
I was saying that on this page, I mean, what happens if you don't have... did you try to Google this thing? Did you Google, I don't have an ID from Group One? There's lots of people that don't have these documents.
I need your help. That's why we're gramming right now.
The policy manage.
No, don't give me homework. Fix it. I'm in mourning.
I'm not fixing it.
I'm in mourning. I need help.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, let's migrate to a chat room that lets... you can get rid of Skype now. Let's just use IRC. Yeah. Yeah, and let's use... I'm sorry, but there's unfortunately no asshole has made anything close to replicating Mr. Zuckerberg's Facebook.
Did you post this on GC that we're doing this live? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What does IRC have to do with it? IRC has been fine.
But people are saying, oh, let's go to a Discord server. Let's go to...
Well, I'm interested in alternatives because I don't believe Facebook is...
no fucking
listen,
alternative.
Listen, there's no...
Are
there is
Andy Melton make you a new... thing, or you can make one, match. You went to boot camp.
Listen, if you look at the look at any Yeast Radio episode from 10 years ago, and all the discussion existed through the blog, which is fine. I like that. I miss that. Thank Granted, you. I mean, if we're not allowed to post... And I'll allow prolapses... on the blog. The thing is, like, what's the whole purpose of the Golden Circle is so we can post pictures of prolapsed anuses. We can't do that anymore.
We can't anymore, man.
But that's not fucking right. It's a fucking secret group because all these pussies are afraid of being triggered everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
I don't know what to tell you, man.
I want
to
tell...
We can't post a prolapse in the...
I don't...
Post
Honey, why does this always turn into an argument between the two of us? I want you to be on my side, and I need your help. That's why we're doing this crime. But you're a stupid cunt. Now, I want to read you something.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Now, when I went on this morning, it showed me that picture of that big... The BBC that I posted, I love big black cocks spewing cum inside me. Nothing wrong with that. It says, we removed this content because it doesn't follow the Facebook community standards. Okay? Hyperlink to Facebook community standards, okay? Let's read them, honey. Let's read them. We restrict the display of nudity. Well, that's great, because dicks are horrible. You know, but yeah. Climate change is fine as long as you don't mention. Anyway, some descriptions of sexual acts may also be removed. These restrictions on the display of both nudity and sexual activity also apply to digitally created content, unless the content is posted for educational, humorous, or satirical purposes. Well, duh, what the fuck do you think this is? What do you think this is? Of course it's satirical and humorous. I don't know about educational. We remove the content that threatens or promotes sexual violence or exploitation. Nope.
Yes, that's exploitation.
That is not exploitation.
Yes, the dorm is
no, clearly this white bottom wanted black cock spewing cum inside of him. That is not
DD is exploiting.
Thop is thop. That is non-exploitation. Wow. This includes solicitation of sexual material, any sexual content involving minors, threats to share intimate images, and offers of sexual scurvixes. Where appropriate, we refer this content to law enforcement. To learn more about... I'm so sick of pussy Facebook. It should be pussy Facebook. To learn more about the kinds of messages and posts that are allowed on Facebook, please review Facebook communities.
All right.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to get into the whole reason, the sociological reasons and all these weird trends and little kids being triggered, or not little kids, but college students being triggered. I don't know what the fuck this is. I don't know what to say. Okay, then it says, man, the next, so let me just finish, let me just finish
an
this.
Easy and a hard solution.
Let me just finish, I have to give you this background first before you tell me what to do that's wrong.
Yes, okay.
Then I get a screen, then it says on my screen, you're temporarily blocked from posting. This temporary block will last 7 days, and you won't be able to post on Facebook until it's finished. Please keep in mind that people who repeatedly post things aren't allowed on Facebook and may have their accounts permanently disabled. Okay, so... as a result of that BBC, I was banned for 7 days. Okay, no big deal, right? I mean, it is a big deal because I'm against censorship and whatever, but that's a separate thing. But then it goes, instead of just letting me in, it says, confirm your identity. To make sure this is your account, we need you to send us a photo or a scanned copy of an item in group one from this list of IDs. Group
so
one.
Basically they're saying,
and then it says some of this. Shut up, whore! I'm almost done. Oh, some of these items that we can include that we can use to confirm your identity include passport, driver's license, marriage certificate, national ID card. Keep in mind, blah blah blah, encryption, blah blah blah. Your mom, and then
block out any sensitive information. Censor it.
So, so
basically
that's it.
You need something with your name, Matt Weinstein. Your birth date and your picture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So either I commit a felony or what? Wait, Bangkok says Facebook is cracking down on because of that revenge porn group and those fake news articles that were shared wildly before. What the fuck? What is revenge porn? I don't even understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do I do?
Yeah. You know,
what do I do? Is there a way I can appeal this through Facebook, or do I just have to go the public relations method and write a fucking article for fucking Boing Boing?
Do you get paid? Well, I guess not. I don't know.
Or can I send them an ID of my real ID? What would happen?
Well, what was the name on your account?
Gertl Blomquist. And as somebody pointed out, the ballerina, what's her name, with the twin sister?
But there was the whole thing about the fucking drag queens and people that, you know, have to use a different name. And they basically said, fine, you can do it.
But where is that? Find me that online in Facebook's, like...
I can't find.
Well, then fuck me.
Because the drag queens got bought off, and now they're fucked again. So maybe you need to do an article about it. Because where?
But see, what this does, and this happened when I've been cut off from... The problem is they cut off your communication with your group. of people. Like,
well, but oh,
use Facebook Messenger.
Actually.
Use Facebook
luckily,
Messenger. It's great. And then, but
we're going to fucking Doge.
Use Facebook. Yeah, but it doesn't have my group, my list of shit. It doesn't have my archives.
Maybe you should have downloaded all of your Facebook profiles.
Yeah, fuck you.
Friends.
We're not going to have that kind of conversation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, maybe I should just get a time machine, because that's about as good as you fucking saying that shit.
Well, why?
The archive isn't a big deal. Okay, I do archive my stuff periodically, and I hardly post anything that's useful. I don't really give a shit about that. But I was having conversations with people regarding, you know, condolences and whatnot. And, Girdle. All they're, you know, the point is, my point here really, and the reason I want to do the show is that because of this, the way they're censoring these secret groups, which is relatively new, using auto report and auto, they have bots that censor, it's disgusting. I mean, these are private groups. What justification do they have for censoring stuff that is between...
Well, I mean, people are doing some pretty horrible things in some of these groups, so I understand.
No, what do you mean you understand? If it's private, it's private. So if somebody's... If somebody is...
So if somebody is...
If somebody is in their house...
planning to kill people, basically, that's okay because it's a private group. I'm just asking a question.
To kill people?
Yep.
Which is the same thing as showing somebody who likes black cocks.
What I'm saying is that obviously they're doing a bad job and they got some fucking bullshit and they need to fix it, okay? But the reason why they're going in private groups is pretty obvious. Don't be retarded.
No, then you're part of the problem, Cheryl. Insane. You're part of the problem if you agree with this kind of bullshit.
Okay. Okay. That's true.
Because privacy is privacy.
You know,
because somebody would most likely be planning a murder in their own house. Does that mean the government has the right to be in your fucking house?
Yes.
No, they don't have the right to be in your
Trump
house.
Trump has a right to be in my bedroom and see inside of my prolapsed cunt. What's your point? All right.
Yeah. Okay, so this has been thoroughly useless.
All of our past conversations, this message has temporarily been removed because the sender's account requires verification. Oh, that's nice. That's pretty fucked. Let me see if that happened to our message.
All right, well, for now, I'm just going to be on Twitter, Bloated Lesbian on Twitter. That's going to be my main communication, and I would strongly suggest if anybody wants to communicate regarding the Grum, then they communicate on the East Radio blog. If anybody has a suggestion as to...
So are you going to be writing an article?
I think I probably will, yes, but I'm not going to do it today because it's on fucking vacation. It's my last day. But I probably will if I can muster the words together.
Well, maybe Miss, Edith can help you.
Yeah. No, definitely. But Edith, I need your email address. I don't even know what it is. I'm bloatedlesbian at Gmail. I communicate.
She sends you donations every fucking week that you do a Grum. I don't think you have her email address, McCoy.
Fuck you. Okay. That's a good idea, though. I like that idea. You're saying I need donations, which is true.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So, look, there's two things. I don't really need to get back on Facebook, I guess, because if I think about it, there's not much reason. I mean, I do everything that's archived is, I pretty much have my archives. The communication thing is sketchy because I don't really communicate with that many. Nothing like, it's convenient. I would like to have my account turned back on, but I don't believe it's worth committing a felony to doing that. And also, I think it's time to get off of Facebook because the censorship that they're doing, this automatic censorship of secret groups, is absolutely wrong.
That's not going to change them doing that. It sucks.
Well, it's wrong, and it means I have to not... It's not acceptable for the type of group that the Yeast Radio Golden Circle is. It's not acceptable to have that kind of censorship.
Well, it's a really shitty group, but... really, what it serves is to announce when we have a live Grum.
Well, then they can just fucking go to my fucking Twitter.
I hate Twitter.
Well, I hate Facebook.
Okay.
And I hate you.
Well,
yeah, it's time to let it go. This is a good excuse to let it go because I think it's better. Yeah, I'll write an article for boing, boing, explaining it, my situation, and you know, I'll try to put it into words clearly, that what they're doing is wrong, you know, to auto, you know, if you have, okay, so if you have a group of people that are, it should work the way the real world works. So if you have a group of people that are plotting to kill people and you have evidence, then the FBI has the right to go to Facebook and maybe get in, you know, and have the FBI get the rights to access this one secret account. But that does not give, that does not mean all secret groups should be policed and automatically censored by bots that don't ever do it right. That's fucking wrong. That's not free speech. It's fucking wrong. And if Patrick is listening, I'm sure he would agree, and maybe the ACLU would agree with him too. But it's fucking wrong.
It's a private company.
Yeah, it's a private company. They can do whatever the fuck they want, and I don't want to participate in it anymore.
All right, okay.
And I don't think, I think a lot of people shouldn't. So, well, you know, if you, if you want, if you want, if you don't want to be able to have private conversations and make funny jokes, in other words, if you have a sense of humor that is not easily interpreted by bots, and understood, how, I mean, what the fuck ridiculous shit is this? So it only, you're only allowed to have a secret group if you have a sense of humor or means a way to discuss things that a fucking shitty AI bot can understand and not censor, because a bot misinterpreting you can shut you down, which is what happened to me. Oh, that's fucking horseshit, Cheryl. What are we fucking living in? So I need to know if there's a reasonable alternative to Facebook that's not going to fuck me in two more years. I think I'd prefer some. I'm thinking not. I'm thinking there probably isn't. But I think it's, it probably should be.
Which is really great. They send a lot of spam about music groups and the really shitty design.
I'm going to let GigaTigger figure this out because GigaTigger knows shit. No, I'm serious because he knows shit. Oh, he understands shit, and if he makes a recommendation, then I might.
She's going to say Chatterbank.
No, but he understands how things, you know, certain things like IRC work because they don't have, they're decentralized. There's no like central point of control. They can't be censored. Like Facebook has a censor, a central point of control. I've had it. I've had it with these dumbass people that don't think freedom of speech through.
All right.
So whatever, this has been useless. So in any way, and also if somebody does accidentally have an ID for me that I can upload that will work, feel free to send it on over.
Okay.
But
talk to John Warner.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good project. And
move East Radio to Chatterbait. That's a great suggestion, but I don't have a problem with Ustream. They just ban me every few years and I switch channels. I don't have a problem with that because we don't need
law. Can you do the same on Facebook? I was just kidding.
Yeah. Chatterbait?
Yeah.
Let's see. What did the chat room say? Keep GC live for a bit. Get some writing out about the situation. Get to set up a new place. Blah, blah, blah. Ugh. You know, East Radio was existed before Facebook and it was okay. And it was actually better because people discussed stuff on the blog, which I actually prefer. I mean, we can do threaded comments on the blog. Let's just go back to that.
Well, man, you know what? Sometimes people don't want some of this to be public. When I'm talking and I'm talking about my pussy and I'm uploading graphic pictures of the inside and outside of my uterus, I don't need everyone in the world to see that. I don't need to see that.
So what do you suggest?
Some type of closed group where, you know, there's no reported and there's no Chi-Town foodie saying these four kinds of soda, what do you call it, soda or pop? 5,000 comments.
So GigaTigger says suggests a form like Timmy uses on Distorted View. What does he use? PHPBB? Is that what he uses?
Then it's going to get hacked. Why don't we just use, what's it called? What's the thing, man? What's the thing?
Your mom's pussy.
Slack.
Slack?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to use some third-party centralized control thing. That's the problem. See, that's then we're in the same situation.
If you're going to use a website that you're going to run yourself, that means you have to run it.
Yeah, and I've been doing that with my fucking blogs for how many years now? Yeah. And yeah, they get hacked once in a while, but fucking I have to deal with it. I don't know what else. What are my options here? another fucking company that has some whiz-bang service run by millennials who report everything. And as soon as somebody has a success...
People don't want a fucking chat room, then there isn't an alternative.
You're useless to me. You're a pimple on a dick, Cheryl. No. You're a pimple on a dick. You're useless.
Yeah, publicly indexable pussy file. That's what we need. Binder full of prolapses. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm relying on GigaTigger for this.
Kind.
He did a good job getting us on IRC. I'm going to trust his judgment when it comes to recommendations for any replacement to the girdle circle.
Okay, well, it sounds like a great plan.
Well, that's all I have for now, unless somebody suggests something fucking better. You're just useless. All you want to do is blame me and say, yes, Facebook is great. Thank you for auto-reporting because there might be a Nazi in the world.
Yes, yes. So
one Nazi ruins everything.
Yes. Trump ruined it all.
Yeah.
Yep.
Go shove your cunt back on MSNBC.
What you doing?
What are you going to do? Are you?
I'm celebrating Labor Day by laboring about Facebook.
Yeah, but my question, Corn for Dinner, is Pro Boards, I don't know what that is, but is Pro Boards a centralized server that they have the right to censor? What I need is something that's decentralized that nobody can censor.
Yes, let's have a forum, lols.
I don't want... Thank you, Corn for Dinner, I see that. I want to know, what do you think for that shit?
We're going to go back to 1990.
I don't want a hosted cloud solution that's hosted by a bunch of fucking millennials.
Well, man, that's all you got. That's all there is.
No.
Yes.
I don't accept that. I don't believe that's true. I'm sure there's some sort of... What about... Oh, we can... You know what we can use is fucking Usenet. How about that?
We can use email. Yes.
We can get a Usenet client. Then we can have We can have three fans that can figure out how
free
to use it.
Free membership and free butter boy pants.
And you can download.
Bring a pack of smokes and you get your money back. Yuck.
You can download 10-part binaries.
Packard Bell.
God, this is making me worse.
AOL, chat rooms, keywords, all this.
So, Cheryl, don't you think... How do I email Facebook? How do I complain and sort of appeal this? Do you know? Can you at least figure that out for me, you useless thing?
Okay, let me Google for you.
Yeah, Google for
Facebook. Don't have ID from group one. How do I appeal? Confirm your identity with Facebook. How do I appeal a restriction on my page?
I don't care that I'm banned from posting. I just want my fucking login. God, they suck. See, they don't understand. There's no empathy. They don't get that, like, people need their accounts.
Okay. See.
And for your information, Mike Curry, it was not a cream pie. There was no cream pie in that picture.
Yes, there was.
There was no cream. It was a different one. Discord service. Well, John Werner was commenting in GC to Trotsky. And that's what the ballerina / photographer, what are those people, the twin girls in New York, what are their names? Kyle Froman, Keith Froman, something from. Anyway, those girls were saying how ironic it is that in order to get back in, I had to log in as my dog because I got banned for having a fictitious account. So in order to get back in, I had to log in as my dog. That's fun. That's real fun, Cheryl.
Yeah.
And I noticed you're not banned. You're real as can be.
I told you, I have mail, I have a magazine subscription, I got everything.
What magazine?
Cooking Light.
Stupid.
Don't hate us weekly.
No, just follow me on Twitter, everyone, please, because I love tweeting, and I have a lot of followers, but nobody actually looks at them.
I fucking hate Twitter so much,
why do you hate Twitter?
Especially because of that stupid president that they still allow to tweet.
I like Twitter.
you know, and reading about all of this, some of the things that they wouldn't allow on Facebook because they're considered discriminatory, they made exceptions for a certain president because he's the president. So that's good.
Nut saxophone, whatever that means, says, walk over to the Facebook Chicago offices. You think they'll just let me in? I'm sure nobody crazy ever walks in there. They'll probably just, oh, come on in.
Matt Petit. I subscribe to Cadillac Owners Magazine. That's true.
Ma Petit says the same things happened to me. I never got my comeback. Yes, but I'm an authorized celebrity. I have a fucking Wikipedia page, Ma Petit. No offense. I have a fucking name on my fucking Wikipedia. I have. Don't I? Isn't that celebrity thing allowed? Doesn't that count? Lady Bunny still has her fucking shit.
What? You ask Lady Bunny?
You think so?
Oh, wait. That would make sense. Okay.
All right, let's call her.
Excuse me?
I'll call her right now on the ground.
Excuse Good idea. Me?
I'm going to fucking call Lady Bunny right now.
Okay.
Lady. But I got to tell her I'm on the ground because she might get mad.
She's probably sleeping or having sex.
Probably. She won't answer because it's not going to show my caller ID. Okay, don't. Anyway, while it's ringing, why doesn't it fucking ring? Why doesn't it ring? How come I used to be able to hear the fucking shit ring?
Hello?
Lady Bunny, this is Madge Weinstein. Hello? Lady Bunny, it's Madge. How are you?
Hi, Madge.
Listen, before I go further, I have to tell you, I'm recording on a live Ustream now, okay? I'm live.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm at a dinner party, so I shouldn't really tie up your airwaves too
much. God damn it.
Is there something you need real quick?
Yes, I got banned from Facebook because they said I'm fictitious, the motherfuckers. Do you have any suggestions on how I can get back on? They banned me.
I don't think you would suggest... I don't think you would ask me because I was just banned for 30 days for putting up the poster of the Girls Will Be Girls movie or whatever, the Queen Latifah summer fun, you know, four black girls go on vacation movie. And in the photo, you see the four stars of the movie looking at a black man's bare legs. And Queen Latifah is like making a scream expression, like looking at the front. And I posted that on Facebook, took a picture of it's in a subway, the poster, took a picture of it and said, I bet that dyke would scream if she ever saw, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
And they banned me for 30 days for that. But you know what? I've said this. I'm tired of hearing about people's dogs and husbands sick and dying that I've never even met. Someone tried to make a political argument in defense of Hillary Clinton, and they brought up Jane Sanders' frumpy wardrobe, and then gave me a Madonna quote, and I'm like, you know what? I don't really need to be. I don't enjoy typing. I don't enjoy you.
I get that. I get that. But let me just ask you, when you signed on and they said you're banned for 30 days, did they then ask you to upload your ID?
No, but that is what they did when they decided to make me change my name.
Yeah.
And then they said that they would allow me, since I was a performer, to suggest that I use my stage name. So, but they had to change my name to my real name.
And they would
put it in parentheses under my stage name would be in parentheses under my real name.
And how did you get them to switch that back? Because now,
Well, when I tried to submit Lady Bunny, they would not accept that. I tried Bunny Lady. They would not accept that. Finally, what they put is Lady Bunny one word in parentheses, which is currently on my profile. So people are not, you know, like they think that there's like, for a while, Sister Roma, who lives in San Francisco, the nun drag, had the ear of people from Facebook and she helped me to get back on, but that window closed because Facebook made some public promises to them and a couple to Roma and a couple of other activists who went to their headquarters in San Francisco, and then they reneged on their promises, which Sister Roma felt was bad for drag queens, performers who use a different name in burlesque, trans people, And you know, and they, because they did instantly renege. And the weird thing is that we think that this is an online community, and we're like, you know, typing to people, honey, it's a business. And everything that we're typing is paying Mark Zuckerberg's rent. His rent is well paid. And then you're going to censor me like I'm a child. Why would I accept that? I mean, I'll go back on and post when my ban is up. I will post the invites to my gigs or write something on my blog, which maybe you could do too, is when you want to post something seditious, then you can put a link to it on social media once your ban is over. So and then once your people click on that link, it might say something like, you are leaving Facebook to a site which may contain whatever. So if they click on it, you know, you should be good. But no, I know promoters who have men in their underwear, you know, not showing like any noticeable bulge, and they buy ads on Facebook and they still get banned because, you know, someone reports and they don't take the time to even investigate. And these are people who are paying them.
Okay.
With ad money.
Yeah, it's fucked up. So my problem is because I have a 7-day ban, but the problem is they want me to upload a ID that says Madge Weinstein on it. And either I have to commit a felony, you know, by creating a fake one, or I'm just stuck. I can't even get back on after 7 days. So do you know, like, how I would go about appealing? Like, who would I contact at Facebook? Do you have any idea?
There is no appeal. If you're someone who takes out thousands of dollars of ads and they won't even pick up a phone, you know, to answer, and they ban you, they don't care.
See, because I have a lot of communication I do on Facebook. You know, I don't give a shit about all that garbage. But these posts that I made, by the way, were in a secret.
They blocked me for 30 days. And you know, and I said, okay, I'm done with you. Because the week before, you know, when I was still on Facebook, the internet was out on an Amtrak I took to Boston. And you know what? I wrote without the internet drug, I wrote the introduction to a book I've been putting off for 6 months. Yeah. So I just said, wow. Okay.
You got a point.
If you think I'm too rough for you, I think I'm going to just focus, you know,
on black cocks.
And so have it be on your blog. On your blog, you know, and maybe sell ads on there and you make the money instead of Mark Zuckerberg. Well, draw your like-minded people up there, since he's created this world where it's censored and everything has to be legal. And, you know, I mean, if you're calling yourself Madge Weinstein and they think that may not exist, well, then that means that they want to know exactly who your legal name is, so that they'll know everything from your age to your real sex, so that they can more effectively market to you.
So I just want, I know you're at a dinner party and I appreciate your answer, and I'll let you go. But I just want to say, lastly, the weird thing is the pictures that both you and I got banned for were both about black cocks. Mine, and by the way, this was on a secret private group. This was only limited. Like, they have no business even looking at this. This is like they have bots reporting shit that is totally private. And the post is of a nice picture of a white bottom getting fucked by a large black penis. And it says, I love big black cocks spewing come inside me. So why are we both being banned for black cocks?
So this was a family photo that you uploaded?
No, I think it was you, actually. But I didn't want to say that.
I wish it was me.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me take you back to another time that I was banned. Because I've been banned several times. When they had the Olympics about 7 years ago, there was a runner who won from Africa. He was wearing tight running shorts and obviously had a large dick going down the side of his leg. I posted it on Facebook and was like, or whatever. Now, and they banned me for 30 days. This picture appeared in, you know, newscasts. And, you know, I mean, that was him. He won. That was his dick. Mm-hmm. You know, as that's what I said, the Facebook censors must have really tiny ones if that bothers him, because this photo appeared in newspapers and you're banning, you know, me from it. But what I say is that, honey, I'm a drag queen. I don't need to be dictated to, you know, what I can say. I'm done with that child's play. If you want to make Facebook an environment, because someone said the reason that mine may have been taken down is that just the fact that I said dyke, me, a drag queen, you know, can't talk about my own community, because that may have triggered someone thinking that is hate speech, to which I say, nonsense. It was a joke about Queen Latifah being a closet dyke, who everyone knows, and you don't really say it, whatever, but dyke is not an offensive word, and if it is, I don't really want to play with you.
Yeah,
you know,
and the,
so
the thing is,
set at my own place, it's safe.
Yeah, and they have, like,
what I like.
The thing is, this all this censorship since in the past 6 months or so is being done by bots, and the bots don't have a sense of humor. There's no way for a bot to understand nuance or satire or anything. So they just look for things like, oh, black cock, and that's it. Anyway, I'll let you go back. I'd love to discuss this further.
It can be someone like a competing promoter who is also doing shirtless gay events, you know, flagging it is inappropriate. Just to kill their competitors.
Well, we have to find us. We have to find something else. I'm looking
they
for.
When someone reports you, they don't investigate.
Right.
They just block, and that's wrong.
It's the geeks have become the art police. The geeks have become Jesse Helms. This is basically what Jesse Helms was to the '80s. We've got Mark Zuckerberg in the 2000 shitty whatever.
Yeah, but you're playing on their playground, and it's your choice to leave. When you say it's a private group, it's a private group on their playground.
Well, I need a different playground, but I don't know where. Do you know where? Is there a safer place for these types of discussions that doesn't censor? Because I don't know of any. To me, anytime if I go to any group by a corporation, I'm screwed. I need a decentralized solution. And I don't know of one.
Why don't you just go to one of those, create your own website. And then you answers no one but yourself, and you can post links to it on Facebook.
Well, I could do that, but that's
not banned.
But you have to, that takes a lot of software development, too. And that might be an option to do, create a bulletin board. And I was just talking about that. So that may be the answer. I don't know. But I'm going to, I've been invited to write a boing boing article about it. If I do, I hope you can link to it for me, because this is a big deal, I think. I really feel like it is.
Link to it. I'm banned myself.
No, I'm saying Twitter, though. You're still on Twitter, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
So, well, I'm still on Twitter, too, Bloated Lesbian. You're what, Lady Bunny 77? Isn't that you? Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Because there's some other Lady Bunny, apparently, that's more famous than you, that's not
no,
a 77?
Lady Bunny 77. No, yeah, there's 76 that are more famous than me. That's
all
why
right.
I chose 77.
Well, I would like you to, can we do a podcast in the next couple of weeks or so, and when you're not having a dinner party and I'm not interrupting you?
I would love it.
Thank you, Bunzi. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Good luck, and don't suck too much cock. Okay, bye-bye. Right, never. Cheryl?
Yeah?
Well, that was fun.
That was pretty good. Now,
see, we called Carrie Laundrie. Carrie Laundrie is too busy to answer the phone. Lady Bunny picks up right away. What does that tell you?
Well, we learned some important things on that call, man.
Okay, summarize.
Which was very interesting.
Summarize.
So, there was Facebook real name gate. I think that's the official name, I forgot. But something like that. Where they were kicking off drag queens and other people that were using their, you know, real names and all this. And then the protested in front of Facebook. It became this very large controversy for Facebook. And finally, after protesting and meeting with these Facebook assholes, Facebook came out and said, okay, we'll let you use whatever your name is, if that's what you go by. Okay, we'll let it. We understand. And then it all calmed down. Everyone moved on to President Baby Hands, bullshit asshole fuckface. And then we heard from Lady Bunny that now those lines of communication have closed. They've reneged on their agreement.
That's helpful.
So it sounds like there would be a great story to expose Facebook for the bullshit that they're doing. Sounds like a good thing that you could help to expose again, Mayan.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Or someone could. I mean, Gina could write something about.
I'll work with
this,
Gina.
Bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
I'll do that.
She could get connected with that other drag queen that used to be connected to the Facebook.
Well, the one that helped me before was Violet Blue, so maybe I could let her know too.
Yeah, well, seems like something that should happen. Because they can't pull this bullshit. We went through all this already. We had the protest. We're done. Get over it. All right?
Yeah, but I don't see, regardless of the outcome of this, I don't see any out. I don't see any of these directions I can take that doesn't involve GC being off of Facebook. I mean, that's got to happen.
That's fine.
So
I'm sure between beige and beige, you'll find time to make your own social network.
Yes. Well, we have Ma Pettit suggested this website, Mastodon, joinmastodon.org.
That sounds like some kind of horrible. No.
Well, we can check it out. It's open source. I don't know. It says decentralized so far, but it says microblogging, so it sounds like a Twitter, open source Twitter, which sounds horrible, but maybe, maybe not. I don't know. All right, I'm going to, I don't know. What else? Is that it? Are we done?
Yes. Oh, God. Well, I don't know what else to say, Matt.
You could say you're disturbed by these pictures Giga Tigger is posting in the.
Turned on. I'm very glad you got to talk to Miss Bun Bun now.
Yeah, that was good. Not,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I hate having to do work. I hate having to do work about this shit. I don't want to write a fucking article about this crap. Because I've done it. Every few years I have to go through this. It's bullshit. Why can't we just have fun and chat? Nothing we do here is harmful. Everything's harmless.
He goes and then he got some Bed Bath & Beyond coupon mailing and an IKEA catalog that proved his identity. That's why his name is Kiko Lombardi. So that what all we're saying is how do you get, you know, so you can use the group, the second group.
I was wondering if theoretically, is there anybody who can create an acceptable group one ID for me?
Obviously, John Warner.
John Warner, can you do that? Theoretically, yeah. Girdle.
Fine. All right. Get her done, shelf. Okay.
Because these the problem is, normally what I would say is I could convert it, I could change the account to my legal name, Girdle Blomquist, and then I could change it back to Madge Weinstein at a later date. But the problem is I can't log on, so I'm stuck. Yeah. So how do I log on? It seems to me the only way to log on is by providing a Madge Weinstein ID, right?
I have no fucking idea, Madge. All right. Well, I guess you'll have to post this and have some good discussions on your page, your face page, non-face page. All right.
Now I have to tell Stacey.
I gotta go make cookies.
I have to tell Stacey Herbert, you told me so. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here on this emergency, Grum. And
awesome. Donations.
Yeah. All right, Charles. See you later.
Okay, bye, honey.
Bye, honey squish. An audience. Yeah, bye, honey squish sound.
Did you ever see a Leipzig, a Leipzig, a Leipzig? Did you ever see a Leipzig? Go this way and that. Go this way and that way and that way and this way. Did you ever see a Leipzig? Go this way and that. Did you ever see a Kane? Kane, a Kane. Did you ever see a Kane? Go this way and that. Go this way and that way and that way and this way. Did you ever see a Kane? Go this way and that. Inspiring.
Okay, the end. Bye. Bye. Oops. Bye.